Neil, a tremendous year, an All-Ireland and an All-Star. I suppose the year started with Glenn Swilly winning the championship around this time last year. So for the last 12 months, you could nearly say in relation to Neil Goddard, things couldn't have went much better.
No, exactly, Charlie. Like, from, like, I suppose, disappointment of last year about going out to Dublin in the semi-final, like, you know, us being only, like, maybe 2 points, like, in a game that was probably there for the taking, like, to come back in and with the club then to win the championship. Like, for us to do it for the first time since the club was formed was unreal, like, and then I suppose that kind of just kept going in, like, for... until, like, we started again in January and got back to the McKenna Cup and the league and stuff, and then I suppose to repeat kind of the Ulster title again, to do that like 2 times in a row like was unreal, and then like to win All Ireland then was unreal, you know.
Yeah. And on a personal note, Neil, you struggled to get into the team last year, but this year you were such an integral part of the team. I mean, it's great being part of the squad, but to be part of the side and to perform the way you did, and I suppose maybe you won't agree with this, your greatest hour perhaps, the semi-final against Cork.
It was a good enough day that day, alright, like, you know. Like, I mean, every player, like, there's 33 in the panel, like, and a whole lot of them want to be playing, like, you know, and I'm no different to them, like, and I mean, it's just, like, when you see the, you know, the days you have out there and the pitch and stuff, like, you know, all you want to do is play, like, and that's what you train for, you know, so, Ara just, after last year, just kind of knuckled down and just kind of trained hard, you know, and thankfully Jim and Rory and that, you know, just, you know, give me the chance to get in, like, you know, and, I just wanted to do whatever I could to help the team, you know.
Yeah. And to score a point, the final point in the All-Ireland final, a Glenn Swilly man started off after 2.5 minutes, and the Glenn Swilly man ended, and I know how much football means to people in the Glen, so a moment you'll remember for the rest of your career, Neil.
Aye, definitely, Charlie. Like the goal, I mean, everybody knows what Murphy's capable of, like, and I mean, the goal was just nothing. I mean, have you seen that going on? You just think, ah, no, that's typical Murphy, you know. Aye, listen, like, I mean, I wouldn't score that many points for that, you know, so it was good to get one, you know, and of course the people of Glen Swilly, like, extremely proud, like, of having myself and Murphy and Garrett and Copper and Gary and the team, you know, and it just was very special to come back with the cup to Glen Swilly on the Thursday night. That meant the world to us three boys, you know, and that meant the world to the people of Glen Swilly too.
And finally, to wrap it all up with an All-Star, your first All-Star, and to be getting an All-Star with Michael Murphy as well, I mean, doesn't get much better than this, Neil.
No, exactly. Like, I mean, I never thought that Murphy would have a couple by now, you know. He's probably just, I know he's the Young Player of the Year 3 years ago, and probably unlucky not to get one maybe last year, you know. So, Ara to get one with him, like, you know, it's unreal. Like, I mean, the whole country knows now how good a player he is, and, like, at 23 years of age, to captain us to All-Ireland, like, he's just a great leader, like, great player, person, and a great leader, you know, and that nobody deserves the accolades he gets in football more than him, you know.
But Neil Goddard's name's right up there now. The whole country know him, whether you like it or not.
Listen, it's good to get it, I suppose, and, you know, just, as long as they're the Sam O'Hare, anyway, that's the main one.